All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the September 18th use case realization call. So we are today invited Itay Stern from VID, and we'll be having a discussion on the VID impacts for R6, discussion and questions and answers and commitment discussion on the VID impacting use cases. There is also a technical conference happening next Thursday and Friday, September 26th and 27th in Antwerp in Europe. And Vimal and I have been preparing slides for the PNF and the 5G use cases. So of the 31 use cases, 10 of them are 5G use cases, 4 of them are PNF use cases, so they're about half of the use cases, actually. So what I did was I created a table. Go to the right one, sorry. That's for next week. So this week, 2018th is today. So for this week, I created... where'd it go? Here, okay. Edit. All right. I should also mention. So there's a set of things lined up. Next week, Jimmy Forsyth from ANEI will be having a similar discussion with ANEI. And October 2nd, Vijay has said that he can make our call. So we'll be having a discussion with Vijay on DCA and R6 impacts. Our October 9th is actually, well, I'm getting some background noise here. Let me just mute somebody. Okay. All right. Thank you. So October 9th, which is just a day before M1, in theory, we should probably actually be talking about some M1 stuff, but Shankar, PM I got email backs from OOF has said that he might potentially use that as well. Sashu has also said he might join this call today, so we might also be talking about some
I'm here,
some stuff. Oh, you are. Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean Sashu, the PTL from SO. And I've also queued up with Dave McBride, who's the release manager for R6, and there's some interesting discussions there. There's some discussion about the process and the release page, and if you've been attending the TSC calls, you'll know that there's still some question about how the process works and how we're documenting the release and so forth. So there's some things like that I think we need to work through. And then Joanne and I will be presenting on the, having a discussion session on the runtime DB. Okay, so without further ado, let me jump to the VID stuff. So what I did was I went to all of the use case pages and I looked and saw what might be VID impacting. I also looked at the, let me just bring up the spreadsheet here. I also took a look at the VID impacts here. And I went to each of the use case teams and I asked what their impacts were. That's how I came up with the spreadsheet, right? And I also went to each of the wikis to see what they wrote as their impact. And those two things sort of need to be reconciled together, right? Sometimes there's nothing on the page and people have said that there should be impact. And other times, so for example, like the email's response for change management said there would be impact, but there's nothing listed on the wiki page. As an example, so basically we're trying to sync all that stuff up, if that makes sense. Okay, so I'm just going to go down. These are all of the use cases. I created a table with all of the use cases that have been registered.
Ben.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi.
Just to try to understand, what is a output that you're seeking from this meeting?
So, maybe I can show you. Maybe I show you last week's meeting. Right? Let me show you the SDC meeting. So we had a meeting last week with SDC, and a similar sort of thing. We were discussing with SDC, basically, so that the PTL and you as PTL Vid in this case, and Ophir as PTL of SDC last week, kind of understood better what the use case was going to bring or what the changes that are expected to come with that use case for that platform component. And then we kind of summarized it, and we want for the team, we wanted to know, was there commitment, right? Could there be commitment? And that's kind of what we're trying to achieve. So if you can say I commit,
so it's back and forth, right? One is refining your matrix, as the other one is refining my knowledge.
Exactly. And that's okay, the idea is to have a back and forth discussion. Okay.
Great.
So let me see. Maybe I should just take a minute to write down who's here. All right. Let's see. Oop. Couldn't find Sashu. Couldn't find Huang Cheng either. I know Gerard is in the system, so that's a little strange. Okay. And let's see. Joanne is here. Scott is here. Sue is here. Prabhu's here. Okay, Oscar's here. Did I miss anybody? Okay. All right. So let's see. So for pre-onboarding and onboarding, so Zoo, I don't think there's any Vid impact, right? Do you agree?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. All right. So for plug and play, Ite, you've been in discussion with Damien and myself, and I kind of cut and paste from the plug and play use case the things here related to what might be the change for here. So there's this migration of PMP sub workflows to a new building block approach, and so within this old Vid macro orchestration page is a special field to provide the PNF ID. The service model contains this PNF resource type and this service type for BCPE. Is this, I think you understand this, right?
Yeah. I can re-describe it again, just to be sure that we are, me and you synced it.
Yeah.
There's two way to instantiate macro services. One is, I'll call it the old way with old SO APIs, and there are new APIs in SO to enable macro instantiation. And we will enable, Vid has lots of code that knows how to use the new SO APIs. Okay, but we will enable these featured through Frankfurt, not already, although many is already available in code repository of El Alto, but they are disabled. Okay, we will enable them, and Nokia has some certain use cases that they are trying to use, and wherever we will see missing or not aligned features, we will fill up the gaps to allow the full instantiation.
Right. Okay. Okay, great. So I think I was also writing a summary on each of these. And the summary was essentially whether we can commit. I think we were writing what we expect sort of the software impact to be. So does this sound like something that's doable? Can you expect to be able to commit, right?
I expect it to be able to commit. It's something that Nokia are familiar with. We are working very closely on these, and also they are willing to contribute those efforts.
Right, for that. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I spoke with Damien, and you and I have been on that same email thread. So,
yeah.
Okay, great. So for the PNF software upgrade, I went to the page and it describes VID basically triggering this PNF software upgrade workflow and providing the corresponding parameter values. So that actually doesn't sound like software change, but rather that it's just using VID. Or I don't know, Zhu can speak more to maybe.
So Zhu already. Hi, Zhu.
Yeah, hi.
I will again say my impression. I'll be happy to hear from you that I'm getting right. So already is capturing the change that needed to cross on up, and there are some features that should be developed in VID to allow some certain inputs from the user to instantiate a software upgrade of PNFs. And these are changes that are very scoped and then specific to these use cases, right?
Okay, yeah,
that's correct. I already have a Jira ticket opened for it.
Mm-hmm. Right, I saw that. Well, do you know the Jira ticket, just so I can put it in here? I can jump to it also.
It's VID 505.
Okay, good. 505, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great. And so, Ite, I think this sounds like you can commit to this. Is there any question or exception?
Yes. Yeah, so the only question is, it's something I've asked already in the past, but is Ericsson willing to provide the development efforts needed for this change?
Yes, that's true.
Great. I'm happy to hear, and I'll be happy to if there are certain people that are going to contribute to VID, I'll be happy to have them joining for even one of our weeklies just to say hi and to get known before people are starting to write code and doing things.
Sure. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Besides of that, I'm very happy to have. We do not have yet any contribution for Ericsson, and I'm looking forward to have this.
Great. Okay. And that's kind of why we're here talking about that. So, I see Jimmy has also joined the call, and Swami. There we go. All right. Next is NetConf. Foscar, do you expect any impact with VID at all?
Ben, by the way, you put me Seishu, actually. Sai Seishu is another pen name of mine.
Oh, okay. I think I have you in the...
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, just push it Seishu, it'll be okay. You'll get it, my activity.
Okay.
So about the NetConf, no, I don't expect any additional impact. I think, in a way, this use case will be updated based on the changes in plug and play, but we don't have additional impact here.
Mm. Okay. Okay, great, thanks. 5G service modeling is just modeling, I believe. Bulk PM, does anybody know from bulk PM, Zoo, or Oscar, maybe, if there'll be any vid changes?
Not based on the current proposal.
Okay. All right. All right, next is PM Dictionary FM metadata. So I've been peripherally involved with those as well, helping out Marge and Linda. And what I know is that they introduced this thing called the generic artifact browser to basically show and demonstrate, or basically display the onboarded PM measurements and FM metadata. 5G, I should say, FM metadata. So the question is this generic artifact browser, would this eventually be available in VID? And Ite, are you aware of what this is? Have you seen this use case?
No, I don't know about it. And
so let me quickly show you.
Be part of STC GUI rather than VID? Because VID is more of a...
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it is kind of already part, it is a design time GUI, and it's already part of, oops, that's the wrong slide. Actually, it's probably more belongs in STC. I mean, it's already is a part of STC. Let me see. I put in a snapshot here on the original page. Let me go to the base page. All right. So basically the idea is that you onboard FM metadata and it's able to display it in the design studio, which you definitely want. So just the question is, we were looking at, does it belong anywhere else? The idea is that you can take this FM metadata and use it in other places, and it might. Let me see if I have it in this slide pack here. I think it's. Didn't I open this already? If I did open this already, okay. And the idea is eventually you would want to use it in not only just design time, but maybe in the policy designer and the clamp. In the DCA Design Studio, so things that need to look at the and are designing stuff in design time, you might want to see what measurements and faults are related to the thing you're trying to design. So they made this thing called the GAB, this generic artifact browser, which can look at these fields. I'm asking the question. I guess that's why we're having the meeting, right? Is this something that might go into VID? Should never go into VID?
I'm trying again to get it. Some design time information that is put into the model.
Yeah. Let me show you a more full slide pack. So basically, the idea is that in design time, you're bringing on board definitions of faults. Right. And so you define in a fault additional fields related to that fault, and you onboard it so that when the fault actually comes in, a microservice can act on the policy. So what happens?
Okay, up to here, I understand.
Yeah. So basically, there's a whole bunch of fields that get brought in on the onboarded artifact package. And basically the idea is that it would be nice to display these fields so that people can, so an operator can understand, what's a fault ID, fault name, and all this other stuff, right?
And that's the runtime side you're looking at.
So in design time, the vision
is that when I'm looking on an existing service now, and I'm considering any change, and can also peek into the service, into the running instance to learn what its alerting capabilities.
Right, so basically in design time, you define all these fields, you load them all in and onboarding. And then in runtime, you may be looking at these fields to take action on certain things. So like you might have onboarded like a, some fault for temperature or something. And now this policy you've designed acts on that. You know, maybe it goes over a threshold of temperature or something, and then it acts on that. And then somebody basically might want to view during runtime
which alerts
what fields are related to the that you've loaded in. So if you look, these fields you define in design time, you might want to look at in runtime basically. So there's this generic artifact browser thing that's been developed, which allows you to look at these fields. And that's kind of the idea, is that eventually, though, aside from just the STC Design Studio, there may be a bunch of other things or places or GUIs that you might want to see this at.
I understand.
The generic artifact browser, as I understand it, is kind of like a simple browser, I think. I don't think it's specifically integrated software. Like, it's not a container, for example. I don't think it's just a simple web browser, essentially, thing. So, and Damien knows
So the use case. So the use case is looking forward to Frankfurt is having the library, and the idea here is that viewing the library will happen through Vid.
So viewing the library, viewing this set of
viewing the actual events that occurred, right?
So viewing the actual events that occurred, not so much the events that occurred, but the fields related to this fault, or this measurement, right? So the event might be, say, a temperature alert, let's say, and there are fields that are associated with that alert, right? That you can define all these different types of things. And so somebody might want to see, well, I got this, you know, weird alarm. What does it mean? And that the operator, the vendor, in their PNF package can define what this stuff means, right? And so somebody can basically look, hey, well, this alarm came in, or this fault thing came in. How do I find out more about what does it mean? You know, sometimes you might want to know what this means, and that's the point of this thing. So, again, this is just a question. I'm not sure there would be a vid peer to this, and there is already a generic artifact browser that's used in design time in STC. This is already available in R4.
But it's not attached to an instantiate service. It's attached to the model.
It's attached. The generic artifact browser associated with an onboarded artifact, basically for that PNF, and that of course introduces there's both PM and FM artifacts basically that are associated with this. So again, I don't know enough about Vid that if it is easy just to use this browser thing in Vid, can you invoke it, which would probably be useful. Maybe we need to discuss with Damien, start an email thing about that.
And maybe also offer from the SDC side, right?
Yeah.
One question on that, Ben and Jessica, are you talking about only design time studio here, or I mean runtime, the artifacts which you're talking about should be ideally monitored with runtime, right? Because you actually have to see what is the threshold value of it, or
Right. So yeah. So I'm going to write runtime usage. Okay. So I think the summary is, let's have an offline discussion more and discuss this more.
Okay. Great. Is there any owner to? I mean, from
Damien Nowak. Person? Do you know?
Damien is owner of this PM dictionary.
So Nikita, Damien,
great.
Let me just put Damien, and we can talk to him and try to resolve this. So it just came up as I was creating this table that I was wondering if this would be something.
Great.
All right. Then for OF, some PCIC Swami is on the call. So So basically, this is one of those that didn't align. I had gotten, I think by email, that there would be vid impact potentially for some PCI, but it's not listed in the wiki.
I don't know about.
Yeah. So Swami's on the call. Swami, can you say more? Do you think there's vid impact?
Yeah.
Or is there...
That's a good point. Thanks. So one point is we are looking at the feasibility of extending the life cycle of the use case. I mean, in the sense that we have this on microservice, which is getting triggered via the RAN for any configuration changes. But how we onboard is, we are onboarding it onto the DCIE manually. So we are looking at now, can this SON handler be like designed via SCC, and then let's say like a SON as a service, kind of those flows are automated. So, but that is still in discussion. As of now, we do not have yet a commitment for that. But
I see. Okay.
So if that is the case, right, then probably we might have some impact on VID. But at this stage, I would say I'm not very clear what typically would be the impact to VID. I mean, for example, if I design it via SCC and then I model it using Clam, then at least the VID impact is not fully clear to me.
I see. Okay. So it is right, actually. There was... This yellow means that there's a potential impact, and that's why you haven't listed a solid impact in the wiki yet. So vid updates to support manual.
Maybe one other point I'll make then, and maybe then you can update. So the other point is, see, today we assume for the SON use case, the cells are already existing and known to ONAP, and with respect to their operation, they are all configured.
Yeah.
However, for example, tomorrow you want to also make a new cell addition known to ONAP, right? For example, when a new cell is being added and ONAP is becoming aware, then ONAP might want to get involved in the process of assigning the PCI to a new cell. It's not really PCI optimization. I would say it's more of a PCI assignment, right? So in that sense, somehow, for example, if VID is involved, then also that could be something. Okay, so it's not very... specific to our problem in that aspect.
Okay. So let me just write as a title, it's new cell assignment, right? And this other one is basically configuration changes. How would you summarize the... this is kind of like...
It would be like the design, or let's say onboarding the SON functionality, maybe you can say.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be a good thing.
Okay, so I think the summary is design. You're still trying to figure this out, right? So there might be changes.
Yeah, because we are not fully, in a state where we can commit again.
Okay.
And the reason is we are seeing what would be more valuable in terms of enhancements to the SON functionality for Sandbox. Because some of these things that I just said, right? Yeah. Maybe it may take a little longer to, let's say, crystallize. So probably we might focus on little other things that might be more valuable from a timing perspective for transfer.
Okay. Great. Okay, and...
Okay, Swami, would like to add some... A question and a comment. A question is, I don't understand if you're saying you're not committed, you mean that you will not be committed, or you're... yet not sure that it will be committed?
We are not sure yet. So that is the thing. It's not that we won't commit. It's just that we are not sure at this point whether we'll be able to
commit. Okay, great. Great. So my other comment is still relevant, that if you consider any V changes, sometimes small things look look easier than they really are. And sometimes vice versa. Hard changes might be a very small tweak that we can make. So I'll be happy to anything that you consider a V change or addition or something, I'll be happy to be in the loop to advise if it's something that is easily feasible or that we would like to to put efforts in.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think we'll take maybe, I would say another 2 to 3 weeks before maybe we have more clarity. And then maybe we'll reach out to you. I mean, if we see that, it is worthwhile to do some update on the grid, for sure we will reach out to you.
Okay. And that's the perfect reason why we're having this kind of meeting, so that, you know, this does, this, for example, wasn't listed on the wiki. So Ite had no idea that if you just went to the wiki, he would have no idea that there would be impact. But I saw that there was potential impact. And so it's good that that Ite is aware that there might be some impact coming down the pipe. So and basically at M0 and M1, you just want to make sure the PTLs aren't blindsided and aren't surprised by sudden changes, so they know what's coming down the pipe, right? That's the whole point of M0 and M1. Okay, so next, now we're slicing. I don't think, Oscar's on the call. Are you, you're not involved in the network slicing stuff, right? I know.
So I'll represent also Shankar PM on this thing. So maybe any question specifically. So for the resources for the areas, right? I would say that we are committing to the changes in SO. I mean, when I say myself, I mean, I'm saying on behalf of the, all the participants who are contributing. Then that is Shankar PM and others, right? So,
yeah.
So, OOF.
So will there be changes in network slicing for VID, do you think, or no?
No, VID no.
Okay.
VID, as of now, we don't. Because during the last week call, when we were discussing the SO impact, also with Seshu for the, on the VCSO call, he was also making a valid point. It is more logical to have the northbound interface as the external API and not coming via VID. So I think we also deliberated internally after that. I think it is, I mean, this point is very valid. So as of now, we don't look back.
So Swami, how are you going to instantiate a slice if you don't have VID?
Hello?
You don't use VID, how do you?
If you try to clarify my point here, Swami, actually, it is like you will require someone to inspect, but the flow will not be reached directly from this.
Yes, we are cutting off.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, your voice is not clear.
Is it okay now?
Yeah,
now it's okay. Yeah.
The point, which you have to take a note is because you are using a service order API sort of here, ETU thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should reach SO through external API. Now, who will invoke that API to external API could be a VID or could be external OSS BSS client. Okay. So if you want to have that API to VID, then VID will have changes because VID to external API, that interaction is not there right now, I think. Okay. That's one thing which you have to get into. Otherwise, we will actually require to have a external OSS BSS client, which will invoke that API, which will be entering into external API.
And just that, and then how do we demonstrate a test that
Okay.
So I think, you know, having VID is probably a better choice than because almost everything else we demonstrate, we invoke through VID or some sort of.
Okay.
No, I'll try to rephrase my thing. What I'm saying is from VID perspective, as I said, again, you require changes if that is the case. Yeah. Otherwise, you require to have a new client, which is what you have to put for demo perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
To,
okay.
Both of them are possible, yes.
Yes. I said both. Okay. Impact both the ways, right? Because here we're discussing a VID. So if you take that into consideration, VID will have impact. Otherwise, you have to make external thing. Like, for example, in the CCP case, we have used external OSS basis, which we have built a client.
Okay. Okay, then my take on that would be, I mean, thanks, Vimal. So my take on that would be that probably I'll talk offline to say in terms of the impact to it. And based on that, we can take a call, whether we want to build a small client, external client, or we go ahead with, updating the VID for this use case. So maybe you can mark for then the potential impact in VID, and we'll discuss and then come to a conclusion.
Great, okay. Perfect. And that's why this this kind of discussion is useful. All right. So I'll put a potential impact here and probably in the, let me see. Let's just put while we're talking about it, exercising. Okay. So we can just put possible impact on the vid here. Okay, and you can fill in an update. This is just a placeholder, right? So you can fill in and update the details as you get it. All right, Marge just said there's no, and Vimal's on the call. I don't think there's any RAN standard harmonization impact of vid. Do you agree, Vimal?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
And I see Joanne is on the call. So Joanne, I don't know that there's, for the runtime DB, a design time or runtime view of the runtime DB.
We don't have impact. But
there's no impact, right? So we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So how would, there's some GUI, right, that's going to view, that's going to take a look at the data in the runtime, in this runtime DB.
But and that will be, won't be the read. Read is like a service designer, like a designer, okay. Like a, they do the summarizing, do the design the service, they read.
Okay.
We will have different operating GUI, yeah.
Just send me some other GUI. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. 5G NRM, CM with RESTful HTTPS, I didn't see any impact, but Yao Guang is not on the call, so let me skip that. Licensing management, I know there's no impact of it. The service resolver, is anybody from the service resolver on the call? Where is service resolver? Okay, so
service resolver, I can talk.
Sashi, you're cutting out.
Sorry, guys. Okay, with respect to VID, there will not be direct impact with service resolver, but it depends on like the CFS part, right? The CFS part is what we have to check into. If you are talking of SO to handle both CFS and RFS together, then VID will have impact.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks. So let me just.
And I think VID will also require to interact with policy if that is the case. There is one more thing which may happen in future, may not be in Frankfurt, but that we have to check.
Okay. Thanks. So basically, Ite, there's potential impact I'm hearing and still needs investigation. All right. Thanks, Sashu. Oops. Okay. Next is scaling. I see Scott Blanford is on.
With scaling, Ite and I have talked quite a bit on different possible impacts. At this point for Frankfurt, I'm not sure that we are going to do anything that's going to have an impact on VID. We've been trying to go back and forth and see what's possible. So Ite, I think last time you and I talked last week, we sort of said that it might not make any sense to make changes to the VID to support things like multiple instances of scaling.
Yeah, so that was my question. So mobile instance scaling is something you don't see getting into Frankfurt? That's the.
I mean, I would like to have that done if possible, but I think last time I talked to you, you said that might require such a change in the way that VID works that we don't want to do it.
Right? Okay.
And I've talked to Damien a little bit about it. And I think he has some interest in doing it, but he didn't seem to have a whole lot of capability, resources to get that done either. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, at this point, I'm thinking that might just fall off the list.
Okay, so maybe it's something in the future.
Yeah, I do like, well, as Ben wrote, it's nice to have, and I would like to have it in our possible list, but okay, we'll see how it's going.
So I will put it back out there. If you think that this is something that Vid can take on, I would love to get it in there because it helps out lots of providers.
The question is, what will happen else while the release? And if you would ask me, and half an hour ago, would say, I think it can go into. Okay, but now after some potential impacts that I'm learning about, which is good, I'm a bit more hesitating to say what is going to happen.
Yeah, so Ben, leave it in there, and I'll leave it on my list of things that we're going to try to accomplish. And then when it comes down...
I mean, I can put it in the end of our list. If we'll get to it, it will be great. If not, it will be on the next release.
So I would say, Scott, that right now it's not listed. I went to the wiki page and it's not listed. So maybe.
It is on my wiki.
Let me see. When I went there, I didn't see it. So let me just see.
I mean, yeah, there should be a whole page for a whole entry for scaling by multiple instances.
Scaling by multiple instances. Okay, so let me just hold on one sec. I guess
go to the impacts page.
Impacts page.
And you don't have the impacts page listed there, so
let me see.
Go to that one and then hit the
impacts.
Or even hit scaling by multiple instances under the goals. Okay.
All right. So what I did was I went here and just searched and I didn't see it.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's why I didn't see it.
Okay. Because it doesn't, so here's where
I see. This,
so okay. Here's where it'll list Vid.
Got it. Okay, I see. So basically, auto goal component impacts or scaling.
This has all the different things that we would like to get done.
I see. Okay.
Because in some ways, scaling isn't unlike 5G, right? There's lots of projects under scaling that we want to have done.
Right. I see. Okay. Let me just. All right. So Vid is there's a possible stretch goal impact. Let me put that in. Okay. All right. So just the lot of the use cases are using this kind of table where it kind of lists all the impacts so you can see at a glance what the impacts are. You might want to cut and paste something like that. Okay.
I had that other page with the whole table, with all the different requirements for each project.
Right, yeah, and that's good too. All right, so mobile service chaining, is there anybody on from that? I don't think Ling Ming is on. BBS Chakra, I don't think is on. CCVPN, control loops. I don't know, Scott.
BBS, I can talk. BBS will not have any impact with the wind.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And control loop does not have any impact.
Okay.
CCVPN too, I think.
Right. Thanks. All right, and the L1, L0 orchestration. For multi-domain
optimization.
Oh. Did you say CCVPN also has no
impact?
Okay. Multi-domain optical service, anybody? Okay, and for change management, I had spoken, I've emailed back and forth with Chris a few times. About change management. There was listed in the original assessment for change management that there might be Vid changes. But it's not listed on the page. So.
Well, change management is a bit broad, right? But
yeah.
Is any specific use cases there or?
There's lots of use cases that are in change management.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this may need more investigation. I think if you, when you go to the change management page, it's pretty vague, right? I don't even know if there's anything there yet. Let me see. I was working with Chris on this. Let me see. Go up to change management. So there's some listing of some things that are going to happen, and they still haven't, I think, filled out this page yet, the summary page. And I was mailing Chris and Ajay So I think this is their sort of summary of the things that they're looking at. I don't know if these things have vid changes though.
Well, this has a PNF software upgrades that we already talked about.
Right, right, right. So that's already covered, I think. Workflow designer enhancements, scheduling optimization, algorithm enhancements, Kubernetes compose support and CDS, traffic distribution workflow enhancements. None of these have vid changes, right?
Yes, yeah, so this is the fifth one is already a workflow design support service. Well, something looks here not very maintained. I mean, the outdated items here, things that are already mentioned, other use cases. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I would say you probably want to touch base with Chris just to make sure, because I know that that page isn't often very up to date. So okay. Maybe, do you know Chris Raposelli Manzo?
We talked in the past, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe touch base with investigate further. All right. I haven't heard from Alex on HPA. I don't know if anybody knows anything about runtime security, Kubernetes cloud-based region support. I wasn't sure, and it wasn't clear. So these other ones, I think, for runtime security and service resolver, third-party operational. So the third-party operational domain manager, again, I list on my spreadsheet as it has potential impact, but it wasn't described in the wiki. So maybe, Ite, you want to follow up further on this? So what you can do, Ite, is if you go to this, to my spreadsheet, which is in the wiki pages, right? I might even be on this wiki page here. Like, you just download this, my spreadsheet. You can basically you can look at the particular use case, and I've put together the key people that are working on that use case. So you can just email the main people right away in a cut and paste. So for the third party operational domain manager, Nishi from Telstra has responded back to me saying there's potential impact, and maybe you can email these people, Atif and Diang, just to see what they think the impact what might be. Does that sound good? Okay. Can you hear me? Does that sound good?
Oh, sorry. I was muted.
Yeah.
It sounds good, and I will make it. Thanks for the chart. I will follow it. Generally, the use cases that are listed currently under the Frankfurt release are use cases that are in progress along many releases, right? And
yeah.
I'm asking that it might be that some specific use case has no specific impact through Frankfurt because the features will go forward to other releases, right?
So basically there's some use cases, like, you know, software upgrade and plug and play, have spanned many releases. So typically what they do, or what I've done at least, is point back to a base page. Like, for example, in plug and play, point back to a base page. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do is
and it has its sub use cases.
So basically, if you navigate to plug and play, it plays base page. What I've done is kind of created like a roadmap of roadmap of things that happened in the releases and what's going to happen. So you can kind of see what's happened over time. There are many use cases that have spanned many releases. There are a few new ones as well, though, and we've gone over all of those new ones today. Okay, so for the ones that have no impact, I think maybe you just want to re-verify with these teams that there's no impact. I'm not sure. The page doesn't list it, and neither does my spreadsheet, but you might want to just double check. And finally, for DA, Distributed Analytics as a Service, I think there was something I saw on the page that led me to believe maybe there's something here. That maybe there's a change. Let me see. Shoot. DAAS here. Okay. And there was something I saw. Let me see. GUI CLI based configuration of stack. So I don't know. You can take a look at this. It's kind of vague, and they didn't write what the impacts are. So I don't know. Maybe reach out to the team and just verify to see if they think there's any impact. I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, was that Sashu?
Which requirement is this?
Oh, this was DA, Distributed Analytics as a Service, DAAAS. I don't know if you know anything about that, but the page seems pretty vague right now. There's not much there, and there's no impacts listed, so I'm not sure what this will be. So anyway, that's I think that's where we are. I guess maybe this is from Srini. There's a slide pack they can take a look at, maybe. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will check.
Okay, great. Okay, so Sashu, I think we're not going to have enough time to go over all the SO stuff. But you see kind of like what I do is I research all the use cases and I pull from the pages what the pages have said. And for my spreadsheet, I know SO has a big, there's a lot of people have listed, a lot of use cases have listed SO as an impacting thing. So maybe we need to have a follow-up meeting because we're not going to be able to do it in a
few. Are you coming to ONS, by the way, Ben?
Yeah, and I won't be able to make this one, but I will probably be at, I'll be at the developers forum probably. So maybe we, maybe we need another dedicated meeting just for SO. So I'll follow up with you to try to find out when we can schedule.
Just one request: is it possible to follow it? I mean, start it a little early because already it's late for me.
So this is a, I know it's late in for you. This is a weekly meeting that's scheduled through the community's ONAP schedule. So I can create a one-off though, you know, if we can find a time that's
good. I can provide a Zoom bridge. If the bridge is an issue, I can provide a bridge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not so much the bridge, but this is because this is a weekly meeting, a lot of people working on use cases know to come to this meeting at this time, right? Because it's a weekly thing. So I can send out to the mailing list to see if you want to have a one-off meeting earlier. That's fine with me. And I can try to maybe hold the one-off first and then maybe we can have a follow-up meeting on a meeting like this just to see if there's any, just to go over the open questions. That might be a way to proceed. So maybe you and I at first meet early I can meet early and earlier in the day, and which will be more convenient for you.
Is it possible to meet make this happen on the next week face-to-face, Ben, if you're coming there for the ONAP?
I won't be at the face-to-face. I will not be at the face-to-face next week. But I can definitely try to meet earlier, and I can do some of the legwork up front. Okay, so in the remaining few minutes, I also said that we would be going over Vimal and I's use case slides that are going to be shown next week, which sort of summarizes all the use cases. And while we have people on the use cases here, we should probably just go over the pages really quick. So service modeling discusses the modeling impact for that. Bulk PM is a basic flow of bulk PM. These were the things that I think I got from Oscar's presentation, I think. So Oscar, does this, I'm not sure, does this look right to you, the things that are happening in R6?
It's what we have at the moment, but it's still ongoing, so we will see if the impact on projects will change or
okay.
not.
Okay, that's fine. PM Dictionary, talk to Margin, Linda, so no, these are okay. OF and Sun PCI, I think, Swami, does this look right to you? Swami, does this look okay to you? I don't know if...
Which
which one in terms of content you're seeing?
Yeah, so this is the basic, is this kind of summarize what you're looking to do in R6?
Yeah.
So you don't have anything in SO here, Swami? OF and so on, you don't have anything to do with SO here?
SO will come into the picture. No, that was, I was just going to say that. So if, for example, we are looking at the workflows to extend also the new cell enhancement, right? And new cell to be added, I think there we will have.
Details we can discuss, but I think surely SO will be impacted. That's my point, actually, because I was supposed to say
SO. I agree with the issue, but only one caveat I would say that is, right now we are not sure whether we will handle this new cell management or transfer.
New cell management is one thing, but even for the automation part, right? The input for OF, you'll get it from closed loop, you're completely expecting it, or.
We assume that the cells are already available and pre-configured, trigger for the starting point, the starting point for the use case to act is from notification from the RAM.
Mm-hmm.
So the DCAE, we have written a new microservice in DCAE, which will trigger OS. So in that sense, SO is not involved in the OS interaction.
So you get direct trigger from policy in that case, right? You get a direct trigger from policy directly.
Okay. However, when we talk about new cell, right, for sure SO will come, it will have to come into the picture.
In fact, scale up, scale down scenario also by SON, you require to have scale up, scale down, that also will be having SO impact.
But for the CCI use case, right, we didn't encounter that situation yet. Okay, maybe we can discuss offline.
So for network slicing.
One other point, Ben, one point we wanted to add here is for this use case, we are also looking at some ML functionality to be incorporated. So don't ask me the details now because we are still in exploratory mode, but we are looking at some machine learning algorithm is possible to be incorporated in the use.
Okay.
That's part of OF only, right, in that case?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things we are looking at, exploring, I would say, still. One is involving the OS, and the other is if we can possibly integrate, for example, Acumos with ONA.
That'll be DCAE, makes sense.
All right, and for network slicing, I got this from one of the pages, is that?
SBC, SO, I think this is fine. Controllers, I'm not so sure, Ben. Maybe I'm not comfortable. Maybe we'll do some minimum configuration only for transfer, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Both for the RAM and the core, right? I think we will not be in a position to do all the detailed work. Probably some minimum configuration so that we are having something to demonstrate from an end-to-end perspective.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks. What the heck? PowerPoint, okay. Next is licensing management, which I know is just architecture and modeling impact. Mobile standardizations is Bimal and Marge. So I think I pulled this from the web page. Bimal, does this look okay? Do you take a quick look?
Yeah, I think that covers everything.
Okay, then Anaram, we don't have Yaoguang on the call. So the PNF support use cases are PNF onboarding, pre-onboarding, configuration .conf, plug and play, and software upgrade. So pre-onboarding, again, Zhu, I took what was on our page and kind of cut and pasted into here. So you said the PNFD onboarding, package validation stuff, further carryover, VNF onboarding, and VSP stuff. Does this look okay?
Yeah,
Can I take count the last one?
Last one, okay.
And the VNF one, I'm not so sure.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then configuration of netconf, Oscar. Again, I think this is...
There's one error here. You said it should be AAF and not ANAI.
Right. And then this... two should be merged then, I guess. Okay. Okay, thank you. Does that look okay now?
Yeah, I think you can remove the last one. Also, it's not really the configuration use case.
Mm-hmm. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then plug and play. So this is about using the
I think there's a typo there. It should be PMN, not PBMN. In for the soap. Down.
Oh, yeah.
BPMN.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. So this is kind of a stretch goal, actually. All right. Then PNF software upgrade. It's the last slide. PNF software reporting using netconf, software upgrade coverage analysis, PNF software event workflows, PNF and VNF in-place software upgrade processes, vid support, 3GPP alignment.
The first one is not right.
Oh. What should I say?
Just take it out.
Just take it out, okay.
And this alignment, this VNF PNF in place software upgrade alignment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. Can you take that out?
Here, okay.
Yeah.
Was the software. So I think this might have been the software version fields in ANAI for VVNF and PNFs might be different. That need to be aligned.
I'm not aware of any work on that.
Okay, this came from something I was doing in R2, I think. So maybe we can talk about this offline more.
No, it's not commit.
Okay. All right.
And also the last one, the 3GPP alignment. I don't think we have that. We just took some name from 3GPP and tried to align a little bit, but there's no alignment work.
Oh, okay. So maybe they shouldn't. What do you want to retitle it? Something different?
No. Just take it out.
Take it out.
We just use the 3GPP as a reference, but we don't do any alignment.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Great. I think we've...
Hold on. There's a deregistration, re-registration. That's also not in the scope.
Okay, I should delete this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you put the runtime DB in here? I didn't see anything.
You're right. Why don't I have runtime DB in here? I have it here.
I'm sorry.
Let me see. I do have it here, but why don't I have a slide for it? Well, thank you, John. I'll add a slide in for it. Yeah.
So there is CCVPN in the...
The CCVPN, those are, this is just the 5G and PNF use cases, so I don't have those in here. But runtime DB is one of the ones that's listed, so let me put in... Right. I'll put in a page for that. Okay. Thanks. Okay, and next week we're looking at ANAI. So Jimmy, I've already created a page. If I can get to it, let me see. So next week I've created a page for next week's call. and we'll also be, I think Chandra you invited on as well. I'll fill out before the call, I'll fill out the assessed impacts like we did for VID, and I'll investigate the wiki pages, what they've put already on it, and cross-index it with what I've been tracking for ANEI, potential changes, and see if they match up. And then people, I know that there's a conference next week, but for those of you who can attend the call here, we'll be discussing with impacts with ANEI. And ones that people who aren't here or at the conference or something, we can follow up separately. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Sounds good, Ben. I will not be attending the conference, so I'll be on the call next week.
Oh, great. Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you, everybody, for joining. I hope, Ita, you found this useful. And
yeah, Ben, I wanted to thank you for making this meeting and following and tracking all the stuff. I'm really grateful.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ben. Yeah.
Have a good day, everybody. Thanks a lot. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.